You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is Tuesday, January 29th, 2019. I am sitting here with A-Ball.
How are you?
What's happening, man?
Not too much. Yeah, just relaxing. I feel like I was so tense today, and now I'm suddenly relaxed.
Yeah?
Yeah, have you ever heard of Palo Santo?
Yes.
Someone gave me some of that recently, and I just just before I came here, I was like sitting there like, oh God, I'm so busy in my room, just like, you know, kind of like making your head throb, kind of busy, and then I just lit some of that, and just like the smell, I was just like, smells good, and I was like in a good mood.
Peace.
Yeah, I was at peace. Yeah. I don't know, I was just reading a little about it. I guess it's supposed to like heal stomach aches. It's good for rheumatisms, but I don't even know what rheumatisms are.
I believe they happen to the elderly.
Yeah. Well, good.
You don't want any.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm not getting any anytime soon.
Okay.
Thanks to this stuff.
That's what's up. Yeah. That's what's up, man. I did a little I've still been rocking with that. It's gonna sound like they're sponsoring us, but I've been rocking with that the meditation app, and we have Tia here as well now. She just
entered in the room.
What's happening?
Living life.
Cool.
Yeah.
How's the living? Is it free?
I've been living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But dude, I've been rocking that meditation app.
Yeah.
And you can do it by time and everything. And I did a nice little 21-minute one today.
Oh, good.
The sleep ones are amazing. They knock you right out, and then they bring you back at the end of it.
Wow.
It's amazing. They just put you dead under, and then...
Like trance, kind of.
Yeah, it's amazing. Mm. I've been doing them at night, and just... Those ones don't bring you back. They just let you go, and you wake up the next morning. I think I'm getting into it.
Yeah, you open your eyes, and you just feel a little different, right? You're just sort of like, you know, I feel clarity, or...
Yeah.
Yeah. Calmness.
I'm trying. I've been honestly tweaking out, but that's for another podcast.
Yeah.
Facts.
Meditation will help one way or another, I'm sure.
It might, man. I don't know. Something's going on in my head right now. But Tia.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday indeed.
Thank you. Everybody looks different.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah. You got glasses. He has a beard.
He's got glasses sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're not taking pictures today, I don't think. Well, you guys,
I don't think
probably.
I've ever seen your hair like this. You look different, too.
Yeah.
I like it.
We all look different. We all went through changes, you know?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't pull up at the 2000s party, I guess.
No, I didn't. I was
fake.
Like, oh.
Phony.
It's okay. There was way too many people by, like, the end. And, like, I had a friend come in, and she was like, oh, my gosh, where are we supposed to go? And I was like, I don't know. So I'm kind of glad not everybody who I invited came, because that would have been a mess.
Yeah.
It was packed almost immediately.
Yeah.
You always want to overbook a party, though. That's how you know you...
Oh, no, facts.
Make sure it turns out.
Yeah.
Memorable.
Rule of thumb, if you get, like, 30%.
Yeah.
For events. Like, parties are one thing, but, like, events, like, you want to invite, like, triple.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
I wouldn't think triple.
It's that high.
Yeah. I mean, like...
That's what I did.
Yeah. Word. I've never had a...
This snow will stop people from going outside. You know what I mean?
That
like,
too,
we
yeah.
made it, but, like, flurries. People be like, ah, oh, nah, I'm not going out tonight.
Seriously.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'm so glad
that'll happen.
It didn't snow that night.
Yeah.
Oof.
It was warm. It wasn't that bad. It was a nice night.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Are you still tired from it?
You could say that, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm old.
Yeah. Things will make you tired when
things
you're old.
Things will make you tired.
All right, you guys are too much. We're going to play some music. do you have a playlist?
To share right now?
No, in general.
I mean, I have multiple playlists.
Okay. We're dropping the LFOD playlists this week.
Dang.
Which I'm very excited for.
Very excited, yes.
But basically, hey, everyone tuned in. I didn't really explain anything. I guess we just started talking. We don't have a guest this week. We'll be back next week with the Women in Hip Hop podcast.
Word.
You can hear all our previous podcasts at LFODradio.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, anywhere possible by looking up LFOD Radio. We got the YN prop. We got Frank Knight. We have the original Women in Hip Hop podcast, part two, which is next week. But tonight we're going to play a bunch of music. Shout out to Amanda. She's a little under the weather, so she couldn't make it tonight. We'll be playing a bunch of music, and I'm going to be playing with cameras and lights and stuff, and we're going to be figuring out how to make these videos we've been dropping look better and better.
It's going to be a good time.
People have been responding to them, which is cool. We're getting a lot of
word,
a lot of comments, a lot of likes, and yeah, we're a multimedia platform. So cool. We're going to get into it with this Explicit One. He's a producer out of Boston. It's a joint he has with Rusty Jux, King Magnetic, and Illa G. You tune in to Live Free or Die Radio.
G'd up, riding around, blowing out smoke. Juk stack G notes, I ain't going out broke. Showing out skills and flows when on the mic. No debating, hating, you skating on thin ice. Precise, every time I spit a ball well. Fiends in hell, get creamed like Carvel. Swell, rust rolling 4 feet L's. For all my niggas locked away, rotting in them cells. For life, never make the same mistake twice. It's tripe, and for everything you take, got a price to pay. And today might be yours when I spray your toupee, wipe the floor. Vic is the true reason, sicker than flu season. And I ain't gonna stop till we even the score. Rugged always ready with the roar, but I don't think y'all rappers is ready for the war.
Chicks call me Teddy Bear, means you never trust me. Look, you ain't catch a Vic in years. Nigga, that's some rusty jokes. Nate Dogg, bunch of hooks, even got some knife work. Had the drop, even tell you where your wife works. Spike shirt weirdos be talking, but the king death. Got junk, ain't got friends, so I bring death. Little tools, big heart, middle school, sick start. Ridicule, wig part, split a nigga's shit. Old school compared to y'all, really no comparison. Only way we relate is feeling your embarrassment. New York to PA to instrumental Massachusetts. Coincidental massive shootings, it's a vast illusion. My stats be moving, to move out my way. Guns like chemtrails, they still doubt we spray. I'm literally an elegy. Every verse a killing spree. You wanna see some gangster ish? Homie, come and chew with me.
Oh, Billy Joe, I can't find parking in the nigga straight starving in them coffin with a cold. I want $100 mil, but I got $100. All the dollars that I had came from powder I sold. I write for the homies on parole. I write what you sniff in your nose. I'm like the death of the rose. I try to plant seeds so my seeds will grow mentally. Your man swallows pride behind or black history. I'm a father, but I gotta push harder to keep him off the corner, cause the black man's a target. Yeah, hog spit, radical dog. It's your 4-4 bulldog kick, animal convict, jack knife, jacket, beef inside the casket. I rap like a nun wearing bulletproof jackets. Just an ordinary classic. Classes in session, I blast the Smith & Wesson. Come on, rap hard, rap like a battle in sports cars. Verse vandalism, that's a venomous vanguard. I'm the man guard, evenly armed for art reasons. I even got an art way of speaking. Hard metaphors, put bullets through car doors. All you fake rappers get treated like cardboard. This a lion's roar, never compliant. I'm a giant, I speak the mental science of an overlord. Gun drawn, king tight as a drawstring. I get money selling murderous offspring. You know what? Stop, stop. Explicit. Illa G. That's Illa.
Yes. Louder, louder. Yes. Louder. Y'all gonna have to really work harder, man. I wrote this this morning. Ish. Recorded in the afternoon. Ish.
The leaves fall and it's crunch time. I want mine. And I ain't waiting for the sunshine. I smoke sour while the sunrise. I be thinking when I'm dumb high. I was wildin' for a check. I'm a gamble, I'm a bet. I've been handling the stress. Thought sent my mans a little text. She exchanging items for the neck. I've been extra silent, I don't vent. Money only reason.
got a lot of friends. Tommy Hill figure I could start a lot of trends. Solid gold grill, made appointment for the gyms. Cornbread yellow, staying mellow in my Timbs. Shorty really pretty, she the devil to her friends. I was in a city, so she met me in a Benz. Hyping up my sisters, I just wanna see them win. Haters ain't contagious, they annoying though. Mad because the main portable. I ain't seen the film, I heard the audio. Trying to run the streets, do your cardio. I should make a tape with the Cardi flow. Smoking on Mary, where the Molly go? If you really scary, you ain't got a whole beef. But if you in the lower, then you gotta know me. I was on the beat when they was rocking they Lacoste. I was in Supreme, they ain't know about the store. Stacking to the ceiling when we got it from the floor. Until you see the world, you don't really know you poor. I came for the bread and the bricks and the roar. Next time, watch you stunting that boy. If it ain't about money, keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself. The leaves fall and it's crunch time. I want my, I ain't waiting for the sunshine. I smoke sour while the sun rise. I be thinking when I'm dumb high. The leaves fall and it's crunch time. He a bit, call him sunshine. I smoke sour while the sun rise. I be thinking when I'm dumb high.
You don't know what it's for. Get your shit together, get your jaw up off the floor. How come you're staring like you don't know what it's for? Get your shit together, get your jaw up off the floor.
We got these looking at me like I never seen a put a real fit together. They're so used to looking at these new Instagram. Y'all seen these Instagram pages where they literally show you the whole entire outfit and the price range from head to toe. So today, Ian Connor doesn't happen to have anything on top of his head, but he does happen to have the Supreme Playboy collab jacket on. And we're just gonna go ahead and skip to the bottom, because can you guys notice that he does have the Rape 3000s on? And those are gonna cost you about $450 dead stock.
Yo, the new dressing off the mannequin. You a cool guy and all black on some mannequin. I be breaking necks and I ain't even planning these fits. When I walk in, I got everyone panicking. Like, why would you wear those to a function? You know they gonna get stepped on. You know you gonna be punching.
But I got two perks.
Anything that can't well, Murphy Lee's lost something.
You know that you're a black girl, right? Your hair's supposed to be sewed in, not spiked up. I do what I want, not whatever gets the likes up. They don't like my outfit, but they like the outcome. You never seen these shoes, well, that's the reason I bought them. They copy my swag. You can see that I taught them fresh to death. I belong in a coffin, but I'm way too light to die. So often express myself. Put it in a song so I don't kill myself. Listen to it back and then I heal myself. I got money and the power and I'm still myself. Mama said don't go broke trying to fill yourself. Mama said don't break trying to build yourself. And don't feel ashamed if you need some help. Cause we all do, cause we all lose.
Cause we all know someone who blown their whole ran on some off-white. I ain't got none, but I'm still dripping off-white. Lost my mama and I lost my mind, and I still ain't got my head right. Yeah, out in London, I was dropping pounds with my pockets fat, all sinking sounds. Had me dressed like the cover from Seeing Sounds. Got all these clones frontin' trying to beat me now, like,
how come you're staring like you don't know what it's for? Get your shit together, get your jaw up off the floor. How come you're staring like you don't know what it's for? Get your shit together, get your jaw up off the floor. How come you're staring like you don't know what it's for? Get your shit together, get your jaw up off the floor. Shut up.
chill, queen. Let them wait for the reveal, sing. Now I'm about to put me in multiple spots. It's a lyrical pox in your grill, meaning I'm ill. I will not yield. I am from South Shadow, D.C. That means I only know how to go-go until I'm on a marquee getting properly built. Cause stop being a part of my stock on my bill, no ma'am. I'ma keep this campaign up till rock for prayers and grains. The popular trail slogan, that's where God, see. I want you to levitate. My shit dope is Medicaid. One low quote, got a vocal abstaining for rap, they grammatically celebrate. I'll hydroxycut these lightweight MCs to a suitable size. I'm approximately 1/4 human, the rest is unidentified. I'ma take up every white space with some black characters, reversing to fight. Embodying any yada yada, take it out for me, I keep the hearses outside. Beware, real rap run through my veins, I'm either a female form. Y'all might get ghetto, I got this shit sonically leaked to the retail torn. See, y'all won't win, tryna box me in, I'm oddly like G form. And even my mumbles like rumbles in concrete jungles. Yo, this is your porn.
This is for real. My crew is a very big deal. Everything we crave is 24K like the gold inside my grill. I can't reveal my sources. Might be a real rap sources. Look at your future, not what you used to, huh? We coming for your whole damn meal. Got it. Gang, gang, gang. Got it. Gang, gang, gang. Got it. Gang, gang, gang. Got it.
Ready? Mama said I could be anything. That was the dope part. But I grew up planning my dreams as downstream from the dope spot. And I'm a descendant of the kings and low-key fiends of the coca. From streets where the police beep with the holy skin is the color of mocha. Hear me out. I've been through too much and I'm too grown to play around with y'all. Now I'm a wild lad every chance I kick my rhyme. The lip be so animal. Every vet I see sick of much true peace for the next breed of these amateurs. Freshman classes, my texts are classic. She music legend like Amadeus. Whoa, whoa, they scared of this black girl magic. My heritage packed well baggage. I learned this fly shit from my DNA to a TSA rock snapping. Beauty irrelevant, this is not pageant. I'm a rap dragon. Every time I open my trap, it's fine. Your outlook ending up tragic. Trust me. I do this for MLKF, for homies with criminal past. This middle of passage, rhythmic mash. I bridge your adrenaline in a galactic. Amen. Bars laden with alien cadence. Praying on enemy flags, just mayhem. My shit have been down since day one, ready to take on the planet. Sacred, 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 sacred.
This is for real. My crew is a very big deal. Everything we crave is 24K like the gold inside my grill. I can't reveal my sources. Might be a real rap sources. Look at your future, not what you used to, huh? We coming for your whole damn meal. Got it. Gang, gang, gang. Got it. Gang, gang, gang. Got it. Gang, gang, gang. Got it.
In a snack aisle, cracked out, don't touch that dial ever. These trapdoors forecast quagmire weather, but it's worth it. From cobras out to kissing on the cheek, to snatching victory from out the jaws of imminent defeat. The phone ping from a pillow fort in a corn maze. I don't have a horse in your war games. I don't even really like horses. I like wild orchids and neighbors with wide orbits. Electric fence and pets that tend to pretty much ignore us. We headbutt in the mornings, then report to separate corners. Criminy, you're killing me, Smalls. The fist balls up. I pull my hood down. I got some walls up. Hit the shower, turn a Malibu Ken. Well, you were asking all your lackeys, are we jackals and men? I've been a sorcery authority, should catch up the Ken. Mostly a master of none, come try the coffee, it's burnt. He type a chapter, it sucks, top of the Malthian world. Pick a one horse town, four horsemen got his number. I feed each one the others, camouflaged in fluffer nutters. The $1 million free jazz speak in a secret garden. Some people think it's freakish, but they can't deny the harvest. It's funny when they're later made to celebrate the they said was garbage. It only showed a city hood on Marcus. Are we Donatello's David or delicate
like frozen Charlottes. Even David's knowing Arthur often will be no catharsis. The voices in my head still talk tough. I go to bed stoned, I got some walls up. In a lavish rabbit hole with no rabbits. Young dumb dust bunnies jump in a traffic. Casually gussied up and done, feeling unsung and savage. Punk, we have come for your cabbage. And bad news travel like a rat through your cabinet spaz. 24 pads full of scabs. Off in a false ad, full plaid, all dander. Blast off, black jackdaws on his antlers. Zero faithers, wearily fearless neighbors. Someday we'll find a way to make these billionaires obey us. Someday we'll learn a subdivision gaudier than reprobates who sit around depressed and guess the order of the Tetris reign. With biblical as reckoning, son of surly Satan torn asunder. Private number, public urination. We socialize with pundits who encompass all the wrong stuff. I count the bread quick, I got some walls up.
You.
We back.
Yes, sir.
We are back.
Yeah.
So we were just going through some submissions there. That was the new...
What?
Everyone talk at once. That was the new Malibu Ken corn maze. That's Aesop Rock and Tobacco. Y'all know Aesop Rock?
Aesop Rocky?
No, Aesop Rock.
Aesop Rock?
Yes.
Like
yes,
spelt like so. Aesop's Fables and then Rock.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do we know of him now?
Big spender? Did he do Big Spender?
Big Spender, spending the cash.
Maybe.
Hey, Big Spender. I mean, it's right a sample. That's street, like a gotta some make kind of old song, a dash.
I don't think he did.
Hashtag March 32nd.
Maybe that was Aesop Rocky.
No, I don't think it was him either. Maybe you're thinking about like that sounds like a Macklemore song.
Macklemore.
Or
no, definitely not.
Macklemore is
big. Well,
Aesop Rock was he was one of the first dudes I was listening to when I first got into hip hop.
Oh yeah.
Like do you know Run the Jewels?
I love Run the Jewels.
So LP had a label called Definitive Jux
In
the like late 90s, early 2000s. And Aesop was one of the dudes on that label, and it was like wicked.
Wow.
Well, their slogan was independent as F. And so like it was a bunch of just, you know, left to center, experimental. Yeah. But like they were rapping too.
Yeah.
You know, they had bars. And Aesop, he had an album called Labor. I think it's a classic. I don't know. Labor. If you haven't heard Labor, check that out. And then he did... He was like, to me, he was doing a lot of crazy stuff at the time. And then I kind of lost track. He got like, when people get popular, I usually end up sort of losing track of them.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Well.
An old head.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too mainstream.
Like,
it's too mainstream. It's,
that's like,
mainstream.
Yeah, that's like
they
the,
lose themselves.
Is that how you feel, Sam?
No, dude, honestly, what happens to me, and I've been thinking about this with like, and it seems to happen especially in hip hop, is by the time people get to that point, like they, you've been listening to them for like 6 years and it's like I've heard everything you have to say and like most of your best stuff is kind of in the past.
Me with Logic.
It just takes a long time. And
you didn't like his new album?
Not that much.
I liked it more than his album that went number one. I was not a fan of Everybody or People or whatever it was called. I love Logic with all, he's the reason why I got into hip hop. And I followed him from his early SoundCloud days. I don't know how I found him, but like
Logic was your entryway.
He was.
You know who mine was?
Did you know it was Fort Minor? Obama?
Fort Minor.
Yeah.
God.
Because I know, right? It's like
Actually, I'm lying.
Remember
it wasn't
the name?
Logic. Yeah. It was Mac Miller.
Okay.
I listened to Mac Miller. Back
a lot of
in
white rappers.
First of all, Logic's not white. He's mixed like Obama. Second of all,
you're a white rapper.
Yeah.
You know, it happens.
You influence
don't ever insult my mixed Newbie King
like
that.
You're mixed Nubian king.
Yeah. Yes, my friends and I make lots of jokes.
Does he even consider himself a?
Yes.
Okay.
It's pretty embarrassing. Like, I was listening to his new song because he puts out an album, I swear, every year.
Yeah.
And like,
that's what I'm talking about. Is you have to release so much music and everything has 20 songs and they're mixtapes.
Well, I mean, most recent was like what? I think 11.
But
maybe
I mean,
less.
To get to that point.
Yeah. No,
like,
I feel
hip hop burns through you.
Oh no, it really does.
It really burns you up, and then.
It really does.
But like for like J. Cole's a dude like that who I was like I like the warm up and stuff and I was like, yo, this is the guy, this is the guy, this mm-hmm. is the guy, and then yep. it was like 6 years later right. by then I was like, I don't even care. Like
I felt the same know? Way. Like, I liked J. Cole's like earlier stuff, mm-hmm. but like I feel like also his fans kind of ruined him for me.
Him he's kind of like a Logic.
He's like the best rapper of all time.
Some fan bases, like, those are some guys that, like, Twitter kind of ruined. Like, Logic, Twitter ruined Logic for
me. Oh, no,
me.
It really did.
Cole's been snapping lately. I still like his stuff. I think I like him a lot more over other people's beats than his own.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. When he tends to feature on something.
He's an incredible rapper. I just
I feel like he's incredible, but he's inconsistent. Like, he'll put out like KOD was such a great project, but then like what was the one before that? I forgot. Like something about
KOD was cool to me, but if he had like 808 Mafia or like dudes who make those type of beats, mm-hmm. I think that album would have been slamming.
I agree. Mm-hmm. His album before that though, I forgot the name of it. I'm sorry. I went to go see his For Your Eyes Only.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not a good sign if you forgot the name.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I went to go see the concert for it. The concert was great, but like the album itself was garbage. Sorry, J. Cole. And then like the one before that was great. And then he put out another garbage album.
And what was before that? Forest Hills?
Yeah, Forest Hills was great. And then like I didn't like the one before that. I also forgot the name of that. But like I disliked it.
Oh, is that the Saint and Sinner one or whatever?
I think so. It's the one where he was wearing like a red jacket.
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Was it
like an address?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
We got a good thing.
Like, I like that song. Yeah. But like, I feel like he's so inconsistent. Like, when people compare him to like people like Kendrick, I'm like, please stop. He's very consistent with his work.
I've always thought that like, whether or not I liked the song itself, mm-hmm. I can appreciate his lyricism.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I
think
agree.
That he's, like, one of the most original rappers around today. Like, I really? Hear... Yeah, I hear... Just the... Out of... Not original, like, in all senses.
No, I know what you mean.
Like, not necessarily in lyrical content.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in his flow, he's, like...
Oh, no.
Like, he just sort of throws these words together that just sound mm-hmm. like... Like half spoken word, half rap, and that's not necessarily original. But I feel like I don't hear that.
Are you talking about Kendrick or Cole right now?
Cole.
Okay.
I feel like it's a little refreshing to listen to him, but like I also like Sam was saying, you know, you've been listening to someone for so long,
yeah,
and it kind of gets aggravating, especially when they're not consistent with their work. You're like, is this going to be another garbage project, or is this going to be like amazing? You know.
You gotta. I like artists that at least. I feel like bands a lot of time kind of have an edge there because they can try more sounds and like kind of reinvent them. They can drop dud albums. They can drop trash and then come back mm-hmm. and like they can keep playing with it. But like I feel like you get locked into these lanes and boxes real easy as a rapper and you really can't. It only takes one misstep and then you're kind of like out and you have to work your way all the way back.
Big
like
facts.
You don't really get a... Okay, I don't know what they were... Like, every band in the 80s did, like, a disco album. And, like, most weren't great. And then, like, they came back. And everyone was, you know, that was fine.
But I feel like it depends on who you are. Like, I feel like that's true but not true. Like, I feel like rappers could experiment a lot more with their sound. But, like, they're so scared of the backlash. Like, whenever anyone does anything that's not, like, their version of hip-hop, people are like, oh, my God, this is so garbage. But it's not even that garbage.
Well, like, then the interesting thing is when they do something different that everyone doesn't like and their fans are like, oh, yeah, I'll give it a chance. And mm-hmm. you end up, you give it a few listens and you like it. Then you're a stan and mm-hmm. you're like riding and like all this other stuff. And it's
right.
like, no, fans of people's music are generally going to like whatever flavor they try, you know?
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. I think it's because there's a scoreboard. in that genre more than any.
Seriously, because it's like whenever an artist like decides to branch out, it's like they do one pop song with somebody. Oh my God, they're not a rapper. They do pop music.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, they do like a jazz type beat. They're not really a rapper. They did jazz music. Or like,
what do you mean? What do you mean by that? Jazz is always a part of hip hop.
Yeah, but there are some people who like straight up are like, no, or like they reject the whole idea of it.
Okay.
Because I would like to say like a lot of people who are newer to rap, they don't understand that part.
I got you.
I remember when ASAP Rocky did that song with Skrillex, everyone was just like, he's not really hip hop.
Wow, full of night.
Yeah.
People
were like, he's not really hip hop. He's doing EDM songs. And I remember being like, oh my God, why are y'all so close minded?
I'm glad you brought up Rocky because I feel like he does actually. All his albums sound different.
Yeah.
And I do like that about him. I did not like Testing. Maybe I need to listen again. Mm-hmm. But the Long Live ASAP and At Long Last, I mean, facts. I think they both hold up.
Yeah.
And
I feel like that about, like, I'm not going to name anyone, but, like, there are, like, certain artists who I feel like experiment with almost every single one of their albums.
Why aren't you going to name them?
Because then it's going to become, oh, you were talking about this person. So I'm like, I'm not going to say it.
Talk about him.
I'm talking about Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
Obviously. I feel like her first album was more, like, street hip-hop. Her second album was very pop-ish hip-hop. Her third album was more, like... What was the word? It was more like clubby, dance, emotional. And then the most recent was like lyrical hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like, you know, you do one experiment with pop and, oh my God, no, you're a pop star, not a rapper, and stuff like that.
Yeah. She kind of is a pop star, though, no?
You're falling into those people category. Just like at the beginning of this conversation.
I think, in my opinion... You can do those things, but I hate Nicki Minaj's pop. I want to rip my ears out sometimes.
I liked it so much. I wish that she would do another pop album, but I know GP doesn't like it, so.
Who's GP?
General Public.
Oh.
Yeah, General Public wants people to just, like I said.
But stay if you lanes. Are, that's the thing stay is like hip hop is popular music at this point. I mean, if you're doing millions of streams, that's pop regardless.
Technically, yeah, but like you're under the category of hip hop, so you're
she wanted to be in those diva conversations, I think, with you know, Gagas and people like that.
Well, because you need to be able to have different genres. Like, how can we at the time, you know,
you just said when this that first started, she was still hip hop, though.
Yeah, and let me finish this point. The reason why I'm saying it is because, like, we could have people from every genre. You could have someone like Lady Gaga, who is straight pop. At the time, I remember when she was talking about this, Taylor Swift was just country, and you had Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
You had Rihanna, who at the time, she had done some, like, pop stuff, but she was doing also, like, a lot of dancehall stuff. But you can't have someone who's hip-hop, you know, in that category. Like, how come they're not regarded, you know, as... on that status with someone else because it's hip-hop? Like, that's stupid. And then, like, when you are regarded on that status, okay, you're not hip-hop anymore. Like, that's so dumb to me.
I feel like Rihanna still kind of has the maybe because she's so tight with Jay and them, but I feel like she's kind of always in the hip-hop sphere.
I wouldn't call her stuff hip-hop.
I don't think, like, it is hip-hop.
It's a lot more dance hall-ish.
Yeah. She, like, features on rapper songs a lot. Yeah. Or, yeah, we'll have rappers on her songs. Hip-hop is so mixed with the other ones that I think it's kind of just...
It is pretty mixed.
But it's in everything.
It's unrealistic to just say, like, you can't do this and not this. You know, it's like, well, they're already all doing it on the same song anyway.
I think the thing is, like, are you selling out, though?
Mm.
So you can't experiment without people asking if you're selling out now?
Experimenting with selling out is one thing, but I mean, what do you mean? Like, I think if you're dabbling in pop, that is selling out regardless, like this as a genre.
But yeah. Like, why can't you just have an appreciation for, like, that whole
you sphere? Can appreciate it, but if you're making it, like, you've kind of...
So you can't appreciate it and make it.
I can appreciate the how hard it is to make a hit record on that level. I can absolutely appreciate that. And, you know, at the end of the day, they are great songs if they're touching that many people. But I think as a genre, I understand why if you dip your toes in that one, it's kind of like...
It could be a money move one way or another.
Yeah, it kind of feels like you're selling out your core.
It doesn't. It doesn't have to be inherently. I think. You know. I think that. I hear some pop today that doesn't sound like it was written by someone else, or like it's these sort of universal lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know, it's not the majority of the pop music you might hear on the radio, in my opinion. There's a lot of like. There's a lot of, I think, intersectionality with like. Who's selling out and who's really making music for like the, you know, its intrinsic value. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, like, and then you also got to think about, there are certain artists, like when we were speaking of Nicki Minaj, she does not go on songs that she doesn't like. So it's kind of like, you can't be selling out.
What was the song? Starships. That was the one, right?
I love Starships with a Passion. That's like my favorite song by her.
Meant to fly. Yeah, that's a banger.
It is. It's a whole bop. Defined a generation.
But it's something...
Defined a generation?
Yes.
Sometimes I think you just say phrases.
Gen Z grew up on Super Bass and Starships.
That's meme humor. Right?
Are you even Gen Z?
I am. Everyone born after 1997 is Gen Z.
Okay.
Yeah.
After, so 1998.
Well, 1997 is a part of it. So it's 97, because we grew up with technology.
Oh,
so,
gotcha.
Yeah. So well, we're Z, not then. A part of...
aren't you cool?
Millennial.
Generation Z. I feel like it's like the new season of humans or something.
It's like those radical Nickelodeon shows.
Like, what is it? Power Rangers Next Gen or something.
They have visors and moon shoes.
You're definitely branded.
Iconic.
Wig. I'm not wearing a wig. Oh, I stand. God.
I saw that.
What?
That clip that I'm not wearing a wig thing. Is that what you're talking about? Are you talking about something different?
No, it's...
Okay.
It's like slang. Like when you say wig, it's kind of like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. You go like, wig. So like your wig flu.
Did you know that, Alex?
No. Okay. I'm not familiar with this one.
So that's not a pop Gen Z phrase. That's just...
It kind of is. If you look it up on Urban Dictionary, it's like the first thing that'll come up under really? That definition.
She is probably way more well-versed in these lingos than I am.
Lingos.
These various lingos. Yeah. I didn't know wig. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If I use it, it's over, though, so I will never use it, I promise.
That's okay. You can say wig.
Wig.
I don't know if I'm going to start using that one.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wig. Totally wig, man.
No!
You just throw in a little, like, 70s, like,
totally
phrase.
Wig.
Totally.
I think we should petition. I'm trading generations with you.
Fair enough.
You should.
Totally, isn't it? Jeez, that's like Gen X stuff.
Yeah.
Totally, dude.
Totally.
That's like, you remember that song, Party Like a Rock Star?
Yes.
Totally, dude. Party like a rock. Party like a rock star.
I don't remember the Totally Dude.
You don't remember? Totally Dude is my favorite part of that song. Like, it makes me laugh every single time I
listen to it. That song was just always playing, but I don't think I ever, like... Sat
yeah,
down
never
and press play. And, like,
listen to it actively.
I have it on my like Apple Music.
Really?
It's one of my top played songs.
Who was that? That was
Shop Boys.
One
hit.
I don't even know them.
There were a lot of boys popping then.
There
them
were
franchise
new
boys.
No, new boys.
New boys.
New boys were it.
I don't know new boys.
You don't know new boys?
What'd they do?
You're a jerk. I know. You're a jerk.
I was about to say, like, they did one of the pop dances.
And then they did what else did they do?
See, I wasn't listening to pop. I was listening to real hip-hop. Real hip-hop.
They were part of that whole Soulja Boy, Kelly Swag District dance songs type thing. R.I.P. Kelly Swag District.
Mm.
Soulja. They taught me how to Dougie.
Yeah, shout out to Soulja Boy one time.
Shout out to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy's my dude. Soulja Boy?
Drake.
I bought a Soulja game.
Did you?
Yes.
You bought his console?
I did. I did it for the meme value.
When's it, like, what's the estimated arrival?
I don't know. I don't think it's ever going to come. Because it's going to be like fire the party. Nintendo revoked him being able to sell it, so I don't think I'm ever going to get it.
Did you get really buyer's upset. Insurance?
No.
Oh, shit.
I'm so sad because I got
it. Do you have a receipt?
You got finessed by Soulja Boy.
I'm so mad because it's like...
No, you're going to get it. I believed him in those interviews. You're going to get it. And you're going to be able to play games from every platform. It's going to be totally legal.
I got it like just because I wanted to be like, yo, look at me, my Soulja game.
Yeah.
I wanted to get what the Soulja watch too.
Are you even like available?
He said it has everything. He said it has like Dreamcast, Nintendo, like Xbox, PlayStation.
Okay.
It's you can literally get one like of those, a PSP.
You can get one of those in Dorchester for a much better deal, by the way.
Okay, but it won't be a Soulja game.
I know, but it'll play everything.
Like, I want to be able to like just press a tab and then like kiss me through the phone, just like starts blasting. Or like.
Is his website still up, do you think? What's his website in Soulja Boy?
I remember one time I actually called that number. 678-999-8212. And he had like a voicemail. I was like, yo, what's up? It's Soulja Boy. And I would be like, oh my God, this is so cool. My like 8-year-old brain went exploding. Oh my gosh. Those were the days.
You can't even find his website. It's all just stories about it.
I mean,
they're all about how his thing has failed.
With his crunchy Gucci headband.
What?
You haven't seen the crunchy Gucci headband? I'll show you.
What is crunchy? How does it look crunchy?
He wore it on every interview for like...
Oh, did it actually say crunchy on it?
No!
If you go on his Instagram, you can see he's been wearing that headband for like...
I mean, I know what headband you're talking about.
It's like pretty worn out.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, it's just...
See, I wrote G and it said Gucci headband.
Oh, they're pulled. How did you buy it? It says they were pulled at the end of last year.
Yeah, because you could buy it before last year.
So you got it a while ago.
Yes. It's
like the waistband on like 4-year-old underwear.
Oh, he's got an esports team.
He has an esports team.
Yeah.
I'm going to
yeah.
join it. The Soulja team.
I don't know.
Soulja Boy.
Did you get his handheld or the console? He has a handheld.
The handheld.
Oh, you got the handheld?
Not the console.
Okay, so only $99. Rich. All right.
I wanted it so bad, and I was like, please, to like someone, and you know, they sent me money to buy it. And now I don't have it, and I'm very upset.
Wow.
Once
is there a name for like the mini Soulja game?
I don't know, but as soon as he announced it, I literally bought it.
This guy has franchise game. I mean, like, what? Soulja game portable? No.
Soulja
so
game.
The website is soldierwatch.com.
Soldierwatch.com?
Oh, it's not even on. You can't even get to it. The shop is unavailable. Yeah, I don't know. I know we're like a week late on this.
But, see? Look, $78.
It's on eBay now?
Damn. Yeah.
Oh, you bought it off eBay?
Yeah.
You didn't even buy it from Soulja?
No.
Yo, come on. At least
wait, they didn't even come out
let
yet?
Let the young entrepreneur get some of his...
Lord.
I mean, how am I supposed to buy it? It was pulled.
You said you bought it before it was pulled.
Well, I bought it a while ago.
Okay.
Like, when he announced it. And I was like, I went on EBA. EBA. eBay. And
EBA.
Jesus.
Wow.
EBAY.
We gotta play some music because I want to mess around with this camera because we have next week we have the Women in Hip Hop panel.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't like the angle we used last time. I'm still trying to find a good angle to capture everybody.
Yeah, good angle. Everybody's always got mics in their faces.
Yeah, and what people at home might not know is literally all of this happens for about an hour on Tuesday night. It's all trial and error. We mess around with the camera.
It's about 5 minutes setup.
We're not here in between it.
Maybe
we're
three.
Figuring out as we go. Maybe we'll get a studio sometime, but I don't know if we'll be able to get the FM. What's up? Did it come?
No, you said we would get a studio.
I'm working on it in a way, but
cool.
I don't know how to get an FM license, so I don't know. I'm gonna play the new Millie's record.
Ooh.
It's called The Prom. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die
Radio.
Nice. Big sounds, big drip. Forever. Yeah, me and money got a bond. Me and lames don't mix. Ain't a king, you a pawn. I'm really with the shit. I can hit her off charm. I ain't gotta spend shit. Every day like the prom. Big sauce, big drip. Big beamer in traffic. Big dope get blown. Big sauce, I'm splashing. Still selling them zones. Big beamer in traffic. Big dope get blown. Big sauce, I'm splashing. Still selling them zones. And I f*** a checkup on this drip too.
Young Splashy.
Getting rap money, busting licks too.
You know what we on.
And you know my brody got the grip too.
You know what he on.
She don't know my name, she let me hit. Ooh. Trap phone do numbers. Big dope, no wonder. My year, my summer. Stay woke, no slumber. Big timer like stunner. Big hitters, big drummers. Shorty low, rest easy. I done it. I'm gone off hype. Off white. I feel like Virgil. Big dope, it's purple. Shit pounds, big pounds. Top boy like London. Bad bitch, oh lord. Slow down, I'm coming. Yeah, and I f*** a checkup on this drip too. Getting rap money, busting licks too. And you know my brody got the grip too.
Ain't he gon' up it?
She don't know my name, she let me hit. Ooh. Me and money got a bond. Me and lames don't mix. Ain't a king, you a pawn. I'm ready with the sh. I can hit her off charm. I ain't gotta spend sh. Every day like the prom. Big sauce, big drip. Big beamer in traffic. Big dope get blown. Big sauce, I'm splashing. Still selling them zones. Big beamer in traffic. Big dope get blown. Big sauce, I'm splashing. Still selling them zones. Big sauce, big drip. Forever.
Splash.
Yeah, me and money got a bond. Me and lames don't mix. Ain't a king, you a pawn. I'm really with the sh. I can hit her off charm. I ain't gotta spend sh. Every day like the prom. Big sauce, big drip. Big beamer in traffic. Big dope get blown. Big sauce, I'm splashing. Still selling them zones. Big beamer in traffic. Big dope get blown. Big sauce, I'm splashing. Still selling them zones. And I f*** a checkup on this drip too.
Young Splashy.
Getting rap money, busting licks too.
You know what we on.
And you know my brody got the grip too.
You know what he on.
She don't know my name, she let me hit. Ooh. Trap phone do numbers. Big dope, no wonder. My year, my summer. Stay woke, no slumber. Big timer like stunner. Big hitters, big drummers. Shorty low, rest easy. I done it. I'm gone off hype. Off white. I feel like Virgil. Big dope, it's purple. Shit pounds, big pounds. Top boy like London. Bad bitch, oh lord. Slow down, I'm coming. And I f*** a checkup on this drip too. Getting rap money, busting licks too. And you know my brody got the grip too.
Ain't he gon' up it?
She don't know my name, she let me hit. Ooh. Me and money got a bond. Me and lames don't mix. Ain't a king, you a pawn. I'm really with the sh. I can hit her off charm. I ain't gotta spend sh. Every day like the prom. Big sauce, big drip. Big beamer in traffic. Big dope get blown. Big sauce, I'm splashing. Still selling them zones. Big beamer in traffic. Big dope get blown. Big sauce, I'm splashing. Still selling them zones.
That was the prom, Millie's.
Ayo, what's up? It's Stevie. You're listening to LFOD Radio.
What's up? Boy.
I had to do a drop.
Also,
I was actually, it's funny you said that because I was going to try to get drops from you guys later.
Drops?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, you're here every week. We ask him every week. You know what a drop is. Come on.
That's like when you're like, oh, hey, what's up? It's, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you're listening to whatever station. And you know they put that.
Oh, before. Yeah.
So, like, yeah.
Can that be homework? Can you guys work on some drops? And next week we'll get some.
I just did one.
Do it again.
No.
All right. Drops next week.
Drops homework.
Yo, so.
Yo, what's up? It's Tia.
Nah.
Oh,
gosh.
Redo.
Nah. So.
Oh.
We want to let people know too that the BAMS Fest applications are due January 31st. So
what
if you
BAMS?
Were planning to do BAMS Fest,
BAMS Fest,
BAM,
yeah,
BAM, you don't know what BAMS Fest is?
No,
I don't know either.
What? What?
Boston.
Tell us.
American
Tell us,
Music.
Uncle. Keep Fest. Guessing.
Music Fest. Is there a guy named Bam that exists?
Bougie.
Oh, man.
Bams?
Is it Bams?
It's not Bougie.
All right. Breakfast and...
It's the Boston Music. Art and Music Soul Fest.
Oh!
Ooh.
I better put Sounds in cool. my... I better enter my mixing.
They're a 501c3 nonprofit striving to break down racial and social barriers to arts, music, and culture for marginalized communities of color across Greater Boston.
Wow.
Word.
Big word.
Anyway, applications are due January 31st.
Dang, that's soon.
Yeah. So if you want to perform or vend or whatever, get it in.
Get it in, guys. Submissions at bamsfest.com.
I don't know if that's what it is, but
pretty,
go to the
website. Pretty sure that's what it is.
That's what it is, okay. Yep. So, this was kind of a messy episode, but that's what we needed. I feel like we actually had a good little talk there. I'm glad we're getting to know each other.
You don't know me?
Well, Alex and you and I rarely get to just chop it up with each other.
Yeah. This is a special time, I think, in all of our lives.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know you, Tia.
Nah. You said what you said. All right? You said what you said.
There's no need to be salty about
nah.
it.
Nah. Nobody ever given me my credit. Where's my credit?
She's wigging, bro.
Always talking about...
Big wig.
I was talking about A Ball this, Uncle Sam that. Where's my credit? I've been here.
Yeah, Tia's the OG. We will respect Indeed. You as such.
Better. Stream my mixtape merch.
Yo, she is dropping a mixtape.
No, I'm serious, guys.
Real mixtape.
Hashtag March 32nd, dropping on March 30th. So
the question is she BSing us about getting verses or not?
I am not. Whenever you're ready, come through.
Been ready, I don't get...
Do you want to be on the Carpet remix?
Nah.
All right, what song do you want to be on?
Whatever you got a space
all right,
on.
I'll give you my track list. It's only five songs.
Okay.
Because it's a mixtape. It ain't an album. Not an EP.
So there's five songs.
Five songs.
Wait.
I'm going to drop the track list soon.
If I mix up a beat real quick, and then you two are on it.
Yo!
Is that not fire?
That would be fire.
It would be.
Like, how are official, your beats, though? I haven't heard
yeah,
your beats
see,
yet.
This one, I think I can make it pretty good. Okay. I really think I can. Like, yeah. I think I can make it
something. Okay. Because one of the songs, well, two of the songs are, like, covers, because it is...
It will be a mixtape with rapping, but I'm also an alternative artist, so.
Okay.
You're not hip-hop.
I'm not hip-hop.
No, she just used it to get on. That's what people do. They use it to get on, exactly. And then they leave it in the dust.
Exactly. Yeah. That's me, young Jerks. Stevie. Jerks. Just leaving my stuff in the dust. By the way, my alter ego is Stevie.
They're not really about it.
That's my rap name. I'm like Donald Glover. He Childish Gambino and Donald Glover.
Yo, shout out to Def Rock. I met
shout
Def
out.
Rock finally last night. He's a... New Hampshire OG. He's 48, still out there rocking. And he was like, yeah, man. He's like, I don't understand how people stop rapping. Like, I don't get it. Like, if you're doing this, you do this. It's like, I don't understand how people quit hip-hop. Like,
facts.
He's like, what do you mean? Like, what else am I supposed to do? He's like, I don't understand. If this is you, this is you. You know? So, shout to him. He didn't send me any music on time, though. I was hoping to play it, but...
Wow.
Yeah. And shout out to Bakari JB one time. I was up in New Hampshire with him.
Bakari!
At Booking Bars in Portsmouth. And he did his thing. He's on his way to London right now, doing a little tour with Rex and Latab and Oblivious and some other cats. So we're going to get out of here with this Tom Misch joint, It Runs Through Me, featuring De La Soul. This song just kind of made me happy when I heard it earlier, so... yeah, and I know some people that like Tom Misch, so we'll play that.
All right, guys.
We'll be back next week. Women in Hip Hop.
Have a great
LFOD
night.
Radio.
Get pumped.
Get pumped.
Get pumped.
Make beats. Yeah.
Make beats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the way it flows. I love the way it grows. There's something in this sound that takes me far. It's like a special song, can move my mood along. But I cannot say you'll hit through my guitar. She told me add the bass line and everything will be alright. She told me that the groove is mine, it will take us through the night. And where I'll go, can't explain, I'll never know. But it's beautiful. You can't take this away from me. The way I hear the melody, the way it's bringing clarity, running through me. You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the way it's bringing clarity, running through me. I love the way it sings, all the joy that it brings. Remember skating down the road towards the park. I could never say no. You with that summer glow. The music gives me sun when winter starts. She told me at the baseline that everything will be alright. She told me that the beat is mine, it will rock us through the night. And where I go, but it's beautiful. You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity, running through me. You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity, running through me.
Throbbing my vein, wake up and write it.